Are we ready to do this?
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited too. Hi everyone, welcome back to Only We Care, the podcast where Franny and I talk about the things that only we care about in the hopes that other people will too. Guys, today is very exciting. Franny and I are playing a brand new game. And the name of that game is Explain That Photo. And you're probably like, what the heck does that mean? I'll explain. So basically, Franny and I will be scrolling through our camera roll on our phones, and we'll tell each other to stop. So we'll just keep scrolling, you know, with our eyes closed. And then whatever photo she lands on, she has to explain it to you guys. Explain the story behind it, like what's in the photo, and all that good stuff. And then she'll do the same thing for me. So we're going to do 6 photos each. And who knows what we're going to end up looking at in our camera rolls. It's going to be a boatload of fun.
Oh, yes.
I feel like mine are going to be pretty boring, but hopefully I can make it funny. Because I feel like all of my photos are just like selfies and like pictures of my cats.
Mood.
Or like food. I don't know. Franny, would you like to go first and I'll just like tell you to stop scrolling?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
I'm so scared.
Okay. Do you want to start at the bottom of your camera roll or at the top?
Probably the top.
Okay.
And then I'll just scroll. All
right, so you let me know when you get to the top.
I'm at the top right now.
Oh, perfect. Bop to the top.
Yeah. Dude, I was just watching it yesterday.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I'll just start scrolling. Remember, close your eyes.
Yeah. I'm so scared.
And stop.
Oh, this
is... Oh.
Really funny. Okay, so it's I'm glad I clicked on it. Also, I will send you like all of these when we're done.
Great. I'll do the same.
So awesome. So this one actually I could send it to you right now. And then I'll tell you about it and then I'll send it to you. So there's a running joke between my friend group and I that I'm the shortest one, which is absolutely true. So I did this Snapchat filter, I guess on this day. This is last July. I think I was headed to my job that day to work. And I was doing a Snapchat filter that was like, oh, what friend are you? And I kid you not, the first one that came up was the short one. So I sent it to them and I was like, guys, it's true. And they're like, oh, it's confirmed.
They're like, Snapchat knows.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to send it to you right now.
Amazing.
But yeah, that Snapchat filter confirmed everything.
I love that.
Thank you.
I love that for you.
I do too.
That's great.
Yeah. Okay, it did send. Okay. Am I doing it again?
Yeah, hang on 1 second. Okay, Franny, you let me know when you're ready to go again.
Okay, I'll go to the top again. Okay, I'm at the top again.
Okay, and start scrolling.
I'm scrolling, bro. This is so ominous.
And stop.
Okay, this is a picture. I think I actually did send this to you on Halloween. It's a picture for context. I've told you about this, and you know about this, I think, every year because you ask for them and so do other people. There's a guy on my street. My neighbor, I could have just said my neighbor. His name's Ken. Shout out to Ken. Where every year he carves these like super, super intricate pumpkins.
Oh, yeah.
Anything that's gone on that last year. So last year he did, I don't know what this had to do with anything, but he did SpongeBob, The Corpse Bride, I think from Corpse Bride, the movie. He did Spider-Man. And he did, I think that's Freddy Krueger, but I'm not 100% sure because you can't really see it. But basically what he does is, like, he does these, like, the night before Halloween. Like, he stays up the night before Halloween, does all of these, and he usually does 5 at a time. And they're, like, the best part of Halloween.
That's right. I remember you sending me the photo, and I really like the Spider-Man one.
Yeah. I'm sending it to you again so you can have it.
I love that. awesome.
Yeah, we love Spider-Man. The SpongeBob one's really cute too.
I bet.
Yeah, we love it. Okay, I am at the top again.
Cool. Starts growing, baby.
You're doing so good.
I know, right?
Yeah, you should do this professionally.
Yeah, I professionally tell people to scroll. Like, what?
I don't know. I'm just hearing it.
Yeah, I hear it too. Okay, stop.
Oh, this is a picture of Andrew Garfield and Spider-Man No Way Home.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Because spoiler alert, he's in there.
Yes, he is.
And that was probably one of the best parts of the movie because I didn't know that was coming.
I didn't either. I really believed them when they said they weren't bringing in the other Spider-Man.
Yeah, so did I. So did I.
And then when the other Spider-Man showed up, I was like, what?
Yeah, no, I think I fell out of my chair for Andrew and just screamed for Toby.
My whole theater screamed, but I was just, like, speechless.
Oh, yeah, the whole theater screamed. Yeah, it was great.
Like, I couldn't say anything. I was like, oh, my gosh.
I'm without speech.
I was like, no way.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Yeah, actually,
That was amazing.
That was a really, yeah. And the thrill, like, never goes away. Like, no, I watched it again, and I was yeah, it's the same feeling.
Yeah, it was super well done.
Oh, it's so good. And with everyone coming back, so good. Because I saw it, I think, 5 times in the theater.
Wow.
Yeah.
I saw it once.
Did see it with... And one time I saw it with Leland. Because for some reason, we see all the Spider-Man movies together with Tom Holland. And he had no idea about anything. I think he kind of just knew, like, the basic plot. But he
was... Right, right.
He knew everyone, like, he didn't know everyone was coming back. So, like, we'd be watching it. And, like, Octavius and Goblin came back. And he's like, oh, that's cool. And he was, like, excited. And I was like, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then when Andrew came, he's like, no way. And I was like, mm-hmm. And then Toby came and he's like, what? And I was like, yeah. I was like, you're so pure. I can't tell you anything. I mean, the other people got him too, but those were, like, the main ones. Oh, so good.
Yeah.
Because I was just, like, staring at him, waiting for his, like, responses. It was great. Okay. I love that. It was awesome. I'm at the top again.
Cool. Do you want to start, like, maybe from the middle this time?
Ooh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Mix things
up. I'm trying to think, because I have 1,000. No. Yeah, I have 1,500 pictures, so I'll, like, start-ish in the middle.
Okay, and start scrolling.
I'm so excited for yours.
Yeah, I hope mine are, like, actually interesting, but we'll see.
It's okay. I'm sure they will be. I trust you.
Because I clean my phone off a lot, but...
Yeah. Mine had a lot of interesting things that I forgot about, like I was just telling you.
And stop.
Okay, this one is... Oh, this is a meme that someone sent me, because it's me as a person. Where is it? Where'd it go? Did I just lose it? Bro! No, I lost it.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, here it is. Okay. It's a garbage bag Halloween costume. Yeah. I don't know if it's real or not, but it was at Spirit Halloween, so maybe it's real.
I mean, if you think about it, it could be a really great costume because you could fit a lot of candy in there if it's a functional bag.
Exactly. You're prepared.
So, win-win.
Exactly.
Costume and a carrying case in one.
Costume of the year.
Absolutely.
That was 4, right?
Yes, that was 4.
Okay. Okay.
So you've got 2 more to go.
Okay, I will start there, actually. I'll start right there.
Cool. And scroll away.
Thanks. This is so fun.
I'm just hearing the scrolling. It's so funny.
It's awesome.
Yeah, and stop.
This is cute. It's fan art of Eddie Munson from Stranger Things doing his eyeliner.
Oh my god,
it's really cute. I'll send it to you. It's actually really cute. I found it on my explore page.
Oh, that's so cute.
Oh, shout out to my explore page for that one that I wish would come up. You know which one I'm talking about. which started this whole idea.
Did it?
Yeah. Because I think I was like, oh, we should do a podcast episode about this. And you were like, yeah, wait, we should.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. You have one more photo left.
Oh, maybe that's it. I don't know where it is, so maybe not.
Could you imagine?
Dude, that would be the funniest coincidence ever.
It would be. How do we explain that one?
I don't know.
Okay, go, go, go. Scroll.
Okay. I'm just hearing myself scroll. It's so funny.
I know, that's what I hear too.
We should definitely do this again. It's happening.
Absolutely. And stop.
Oh, it's my baby cousin's soccer photo.
Oh, what?
He looks so wholesome. He's like 6 years. He is 6 years old, but he looks like he's an 8 year old because he's so tall. I mean, wow. He's not as tall as me. He's getting there, but he will be taller than me. Mark my words. But he's very tall, and he's the cutest. We love Cade. I'll send you this.
It's always really scary to me when like kids are so small, but they're so tall.
Oh yeah, no, he's like broad, and I mean, his parents are both tall. My cousins are both really tall. Like, it makes sense, but like, he is the tallest of the baby cousins. I mean, there's only three of them, granted, but he is the tallest one, and he knows it too.
He's large and in charge.
Oh, honestly, yeah, that's the fact of life. Yeah, I told him once, I was like, you know, you're a noodle, and he's like, I'm not, and I was like, Cade, you're a noodle. And defiantly, he's like, I'm not a noodle, and I was like, okay, you're not.
Don't offend the children, yeah. Franny.
I know, so sorry. So those are mine.
Yeah, that was a really like wholesome mix of photos.
It kind of was. No, it really was.
All right, let's see what I have. Let's see what chaos.
I'm so excited. Oh, I'm so excited.
Okay, here I go. Hang on 1 second.
It's gonna be the cats.
I'm gonna start all the way at the top. See, I have like over 3,000 pictures.
Oh my goodness gracious.
I know. All right, so I'm at the top. So you tell me when to stop. Okay. Or tell me when to start scrolling.
Okay, go start scrolling. Oh, I can hear it now. Okay. Stop.
I went all the way to the bottom.
Oh.
Okay, wait. We have to do that again because it totally didn't work. I literally stopped, like, at the very bottom in the middle, and there's no photo there.
Oh. How is that possible?
I scrolled too fast.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, I'm not doing that again. Okay, hang on. Redo. Okay, I'm going to scroll a lot slower this time. All right, tell me when to go.
Okay, go. Stop.
Oh, this is a nice picture.
Okay.
Okay, so this is from September 23rd, 2019. And I believe I posted this on Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I posted this on Instagram. But it's a photo of my neighborhood. It's a street in my neighborhood. It's not my street, but it's okay. A street in my neighborhood. And it was during the fall.
The fall?
Yes. Well, the fall season.
Oh, you just said the fall.
Yeah, during the fall.
No, it just sounds so funny. Keep going. You're fine.
Okay. Next time I'll say during the autumn.
Oh, okay. Even better. I just say during fall, but okay. Good for you.
Yes, actually, this was the fall of all falls, guys.
This was the autumnal day of days.
Exactly. So yeah, anyway, it's a photo of a street in my neighborhood. We've got the sidewalk in there. There's some trees, in the background. There's grass. Then you see a couple of cars, a few mailboxes. It's just a very nice, like, fall aesthetic photo. You could see a little bit of the blue sky in there. You can see like some leaves are starting to change color. There's a little bit of like orange leaves, and my cat is scratching at the door. Please hold.
Classic.
Lily, I'm trying to record a podcast.
Lily wants
to. Thank you. Okay, baby.
Great to have you, Lily. I'm glad you're here.
I'm so glad you're here. Would you like to contribute, Lily?
Lily, what pictures are on your phone?
What pictures are on your phone? Thank
That's
you.
That's on your phone? Beautiful.
Okay, buddy. Let's be quiet now. Good boy.
Okay.
So, yeah. It's just a street and some trees, but it's a really pretty photo. And I put, like, a Polaroid filter on it.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, so it kind of looks like a Polaroid or, like, an old photo. And it's got, like, a cute little fake Polaroid frame around it. It's got some, like, tape in the corners, and then on the bottom it says fall 2019. So it's a nice picture.
I think I remember this.
Yeah, I think I posted a bunch of them on my Instagram. So if you guys are curious, you can stalk my account, I guess.
Do it.
Okay, so I am going to would you like me to start from where I currently am, or do you want me to go back to the top, Brandy?
Why don't you go to the top?
Okay, cool. I'm doing that now. Okay. So that's one photo down.
Yes.
All right. So I'm ready to do this again. So tell me when to start.
Okay. Ready? Go. Mm-hmm. I love hearing it. It's so funny.
Oh, this is funny.
Oh, I'm excited.
So this is a photo that I took on August 10th, 2019.
They're all in 2019.
Yeah, so far. Because
that's like, not my intention.
No, it's okay. I'm trying not to scroll all the way to the bottom like I did earlier. So I'm trying to like go a little more slowly. So this is a picture of this really cool beetle that I found on the beach.
I remember this.
I don't know if it's like the same photo that I've showed you in the past.
Oh,
I have no idea because, you know, I take pictures of a lot of insects.
You really do.
As you know. So this beetle in particular, and I'm not exactly sure what kind of beetle it is. But this beetle in particular is sort of like oval shaped. It's got like a longer body, so it's not as like wide as other beetles. It's more narrow and oval shaped. And it's like this nice like golden yellow color with these little black spots. So it almost looks like a ladybug, and it could even be related. I really have no idea. And then it's got like pretty small antennas. They're probably about as long as its body, and its body's not that long. And you know, it's got six legs, as most insects do or should, unless they're missing one.
You never know.
You never know. And then because it was on the beach, it's surrounded by thousands of little specks of sand. But yeah, I thought it was a cool insect, and I've never seen one like that before. So I snapped a picture of it because that's what I do.
Okay. I support that.
I'm a nerd that collects photos of bugs.
No, we love bugs.
So yeah, that's this picture. You know, not too exciting, but it's kind of cool.
Can I see it? Can you send it to me? I want to know if it's the same one I'm thinking of.
Absolutely. I will do that right now.
Beautiful.
Also, guys, I'm sorry if you hear my cat purring in the background. He is, in fact, purring.
So he's really excited to be here.
Yes, he's very excited to be part of the podcast. Yeah, I just sent it to you, so you let me know if that's the one.
Oh, I just got it.
Thinking of.
Hello, phone. Thank you. Oh, it's not the one I was thinking of, but I do remember you sending beetle photos.
Yeah, I mean,
little yellow guy.
Yeah.
He's a cutie.
He is cute.
We love him. Big fan. Big fan.
Big fan. Okay.
Big fan of this man.
Should I start in the middle this time? Like, yeah. I'll start like where I currently am.
Yeah, start from beetle. Start from beetle.
Starting from the beetle.
Ready, point. Set, beetle.
Right. Okay. Ready?
Yeah, go.
Okay.
Stop. Oh my god.
Oh, it's so good. Oh my god. Oh, why do I even still have this? Okay.
Mood.
So this photo is actually from when I was very ill.
Oh.
So this again, funnily enough. Is funnily a word? Is it funny enough? It's funny enough.
Either one.
Funny enough, this photo is also from 2019.
What is this theme?
I don't know.
What? Okay.
But this is a photo of my hand. I don't have any press on nails in this photo for context.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't have any press on nails in this picture. So it's just my regular fingernails.
Scary sight.
Horrifying. Not really. it's a joke. But I got pneumonia in November of 2019. And I noticed that my fingernails were turning purple. And I think I took a photo of it because I wanted to show my parents. And probably because I wanted to compare it to another photo of my hands to be like, are my fingernails really turning purple or am I like imagining things? So I took this photo. And at this point, I was very sick. And I was like, I don't know what's wrong with me. But I noticed, like I said, my fingernails were turning purple. And so I kind of like started Googling, like, why do fingernails turn purple when you're sick? Like, what does that mean? And I had very bad chills. And yeah. I was like, you know, I've had chills before when I've gotten the flu, but I've never seen my fingernails turn purple. So it really freaked me out. Well, long story short, Google was like, yeah, that's like a symptom of pneumonia. And I'm like, I think something's really wrong with me. And so the next day, I think, or that night, I was like, Mom, like, I really think something's wrong with me. Like, I don't think this is just a flu. Like, look at this photo. My fingernails are purple in it. And the next day I went to urgent care and they told me I had bacterial pneumonia. But yeah, I have a photo of my purple fingernail still in my camera roll. It's also so I can just show people. Yeah, this is what happens when you get pneumonia. Your fingernails can turn purple. Yeah. So that's what this photo is.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I really should get rid of it, but
no.
I don't know. I think I still have it, like I said, just so I could like show people like, yeah, this is like what happened to me. Or like what can happen if you get pneumonia. So yeah. Scary stuff.
Super scary stuff.
Very scary. So yeah, that's that picture. Didn't expect to land on that one.
You're welcome.
Crazy. Okay. I'm gonna start from the bottom this time, I think.
Okay, solid.
All right, Franny, you tell me when to start.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Go. Stop.
Aw, this is a nice picture. So this is a photo of me and my friends, at our prom, at our senior prom.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. My friend Marissa's in it. And then, Samira is in it too. And, for those of you that don't know, my prom dress was like this, coral color, like a bright coral. And it had like rhinestones like all over the bodice. And then the skirt was made out of tulle and it has a bunch of, glitter and like sequins in it. And then Samira had this really gorgeous like red dress and then Marissa was in this gorgeous like dark royal blue dress. But yeah, this photo is from May 22nd, 2015.
Dang.
So, yeah, that was a long time ago. Well, actually, our prom, I'm looking at the photo next to it because it's just a picture of me. Our prom was actually May 21st, 2015, but I guess when I got this photo, it was like the next day. So that's why it says May 22nd on it. But yeah, and then we're outside of Marissa's house. That's where this picture was taken. You can see, I don't think that's her house in the background, but it's like a house in her neighborhood, and there's like a car in the background.
Love that.
And her now husband is actually standing next to her, but you can't see him in this picture.
Oh, that's right. She's married to, yeah.
Yeah, Marissa's married now, so that's really cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is a sweet photo. It's really cute. This is a good day.
Aw.
We had fun.
We don't want to see it.
I'll send it to you. Hang on.
I think I've seen it. Maybe I haven't.
I think you have, probably.
Also, your prom dress is very pretty. We love your prom dress.
Thank you. For those of you that don't know, I actually did wear my prom dress a few months ago to a work party because the dress code was red carpet attire. And you best believe I whipped out my prom dress. It actually was too big on me.
I do remember this photo, by the way.
Oh, okay, cool.
Good times.
Yeah, I had to get the dress altered, but I wore it, and it was really fun. So, yeah, that's that picture. Okay, do you want me to stay where I'm at?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right, so you tell me when to start scrolling.
This is 4, or is this 5?
That was 4, I believe.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
No, it was. Okay, we're good.
Yeah, okay. All right, so you tell me when to go.
Go. Stop.
Landed on a photo that's like all the way on the bottom of my camera roll.
Oh.
It's one of the very last pictures. I actually just saved this earlier tonight because it was a photo I had sent you, and then I deleted it off my camera roll, but I was like, you know what, I want it in my camera roll again, so I saved it from our text messages because I wanted to see the progression of like the artwork that I was working on.
Oh, I know what this is.
Yep.
Took me a second. I was like, what could it be? Oh.
Yeah, this is, wow, how do I explain this one? So it's a drawing of one of my very good friends. And I'm drawing my friend as a Lego minifigure.
Oh, it's the best.
Yes. And this is a drawing that's in progress. Again, it's a photo that I sent Franny, and it was like the drawing, like, you know, like I said, in progress. So it's not completely finished, but you know, you can see the outline of it in pencil. It's very basic. It's just like a basic sketch. And then next to the drawing is an actual minifigure that looks like my friend that I used as inspiration. So yes, I have Lego minifigure versions of my friends.
You know, as you should.
I need to make one of Franny, actually. So
I'm waiting.
I need to do that.
Okay, take your time.
It's all about finding the right parts, and that can be difficult.
That's such a good little Lego pun.
I didn't even mean for it to be a pun.
Oh, but you did.
It just happened. I always, like, unintentionally make puns.
I don't even remember what it was, but I made a pun, and they were like, you did that. And I was like, I did.
So, yeah, that's that
That's so funny.
That's that picture that I landed on. Oh, it was on March 3rd.
So recently.
So recent.
Literally so recent, like last week.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah. Actually, it was almost 2 weeks ago. Crazy. But yeah, that's that picture.
Okay. Do you want to start from there?
Yeah, I'll scroll up this time.
Okay. And this will be, I think, your last one.
Yes.
Wow. We should definitely do a part two. Okay.
Absolutely.
Ready?
Yep.
Okay, go. Stop.
Oh, man. This is a photo of my cat, Lenny.
Aww.
And I believe this was on Thanksgiving. I think so. This photo was taken on November 26th, 2020. So if it wasn't Thanksgiving Day that year, I apologize, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't. I can tell because of the tablecloth that's on the table. He's sitting on our dining room table.
Classic Lenny.
So yeah, I'm pretty sure this was Thanksgiving. Yeah, he's just plopped on the dining room table pretty much every Thanksgiving. He likes to sit in the middle of the table, and Christmas too.
Lenny's the centerpiece.
Lenny is the centerpiece. He likes to be around us whenever we're in a group. He always has to be around people in one form or another. So if we're all like sitting at a table, like he has to come onto the table. He just likes to do that. But yeah, he's sitting in our he's sitting on our dining room table. And I just thought he looked really cute. So I took a picture of him. He's a black and white tuxedo cat, for those of you that don't know.
He's a legend in his own right.
He has very big green eyes. He has huge ears, huge whiskers. He's got little white socks for paws. He has half a milk mustache. He's a big cat. And you could see a Coke bottle in the background. It's on the windowsill. You can see some chairs in the background. You could see our curtains. There's a vase. Yeah, I think I pretty much said everything I need to say about this picture. But yeah, that's my cat Lenny. So enjoy, guys. Enjoy that description. I think this was really fun. It definitely took some unexpected turns, at least for me. Hopefully you found my photos interesting. I feel like it was a good assortment of different things and different categories, if you will. I'm actually surprised that I didn't land on any selfies of mine, because I have quite a few. Because I do a lot of, like, makeup looks. And then I post them on Instagram. So I'm actually quite surprised I didn't land on a selfie. But I think that's good. You know, I think it's good to have variety in life.
I actually checked. I almost said Halloween. Thanksgiving was on that day, because I remember, and I can actually send you this. My friend and her family and their dog came over. My friend's mom posted a picture of that on Thanksgiving. Aww. I was like, oh, that's right.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I figured it was Thanksgiving because, one, it was November, and two, I recognized the tablecloth, so.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I remember that picture.
Yeah.
Oh, best doggy pals.
Honestly, though.
Okay.
That was together is hilarious. Okay, what's up?
I think we're good.
I think we are, too.
Yeah, we made almost 40 minutes out of this, so.
That was so fun.
It was so fun. We're definitely going to do it again.
Oh, absolutely.
We hope you guys enjoyed, and now you know what our camera rolls look like, sort of.
Honestly, yeah.
So if you were ever curious, there you go.
Now you know.
All right, so I am your host, Alexandra Lakis.
I'm Franny Bronian.
And we'll see you guys in two Saturdays.
For the next episode of Only We Care.
Close enough. All right. Goodbye, podcast pals.
Bye-bye.